Queen TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, August 11th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're glad you're tuning in every day. We want to say a quick thank you to two new viewers out there, Bob and Rena. We're glad you're out there, so keep tuning in every day. Yep. Also, a big thank you to a radio interview that we did last night, Mr. Stan Hess of the European American Hour. And you know, Lisa, we talk a lot on this show about things that are wrong, not only in the mainstream media, but also the alternative media, but there's also a lot of people that are getting it right.
Right.
And Stan Hess is definitely one of them.
It's nice to see new people cropping up, too, and speaking out in different parts of the country. So we hope more of these new venues show up in the near future, and that gives us some hope.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want to hear Stan's show, just go to the Reality Radio Network, click on the Wednesday link, and you'll find him there. I think he does a show at 9 o'clock Eastern every week. Also, this upcoming Tuesday, we're going to be on Kitty Awadu's LIB radio show out of Inglewood, California. I used to live right down the road from there. And we've done his show before. We're very much looking forward to that.
His show is Tech Talk.
Right. And also this morning, our favorite mainstream radio talk show host, Mike Gallagher, mentioned us yet again. And he still has a bee in his bonnet about the time that we protested his book signing here in Penn State a few weeks ago. We had a big 14-foot banner. It says, Neocon Mike, why aren't your four sons serving in Iraq? So Gallagher went on a little rant about that. And then he finally says, well, why aren't those two protesters in State College? Why aren't they fighting in the war then? If they want my kids to, then why aren't they?
It's pretty self-evident, Mike. We're not into war that's based on a pack of lies.
Yeah, we're not bloodthirsty warmongers like you are. And so it's all right for everybody else's kids to die. Just your poor little pampered boys, just make sure they can't go to war. So, you know, we thought that was
lame.
lame is a good word. Also, I wanted to just mention briefly this couple, Jennifer and George Hyatt. Mm-hmm. This was the woman that when her husband was coming out of the courthouse, escorted by a guard, she jumped out of her van or her SUV, shot the guard dead. The husband jumped in with the handcuffs and the shackles on. They sped off, and they ended up turning themselves in today. They were at a Motel 6 or something like that. And, you know, when you go to, and they were armed when they were caught. So, not that we advocate violence, but if you go to all this trouble, this woman wants to get her husband out of prison so she can spend the rest of her life with him. So, they spend one night together. And now they're both going to be in prisons, right. And they're never going to see each other.
The accommodations at jail are better than the accommodations at Motel 6.
That's a little inside story from Lisa in Washington, D.C. Now, today we're going to talk about three main things. First is the essential 9/11 books and videos that everyone needs. Mm-hmm. Second, this wave of sensationalism that's sweeping across the alternative media. And
it's getting obnoxious now.
And last but not least, an article that's going to be on the Wing TV homepage tomorrow called Anatomy of a Betrayal. But before we get to that, one last quick update. George Bush just signed another spending bill, $286 billion on transportation. Now, a lot of conservatives were begging and pleading with George Bush not to sign this bill. They're calling it a pork fest. They're saying it's out of control. One person even said it's a monstrosity. And he rejected all of their pleas.
I wonder if he spends his own money as freely as he spends everyone else's.
It's unbelievable. Now, it's been over four and a half years, since George Bush has been in office. He has yet to veto even one
spending bill.
And we have oil now up over $65 a barrel. And
that's what happens when you have a chimera in the Oval Office.
Part ape, part human. And, you know, when I was hearing these news reports today, I was thinking to myself, how is it possible that we have such a moron in the Oval Office? And I was thinking that, like, my brain doesn't understand quantum physics. And it also doesn't understand how George Bush is allowed to sit in that Oval Office.
Other moron to sit in it for 8 years.
Yeah, Bill
so
Clinton.
So what does it matter?
And we might have another one, Hillary, after that. So it'll be Clinton, Bush, or Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton. And the funniest thing about the whole thing, or the most tragic probably, is that, you know, this is going to be one of the deadliest spans for the war in Iraq. And George Bush, a 5-week vacation in Crawford, Texas, the longest presidential vacation in 36 years. At least he has his priorities straight, huh?
It stresses him out when he has to put on a tie.
Now, what we're going to do first of all is get to what we consider the most essential 9/11 books and videos. I'm going to let Lisa hold these up. These aren't in any particular order. The first is Painful Deceptions by Eric Hufschmidt.
Excellent.
It's really, really good. And Eric was actually kind enough to give us some of these, so anyone that orders the Wing TV 9/11 series gets a free copy of that. Secondly, we have 9/11 Exposed by myself. And the primary article in here is an interview that we did with Scott Forbes.
Yes.
Or is that his name? Yeah, well, yeah.
Fiduciary Trust.
Yeah, Scott Forbes, and he works for Fiduciary Trust. And he's the individual that was talking about the power down.
Prior to 9/11.
Yep, the weekends prior to 9/11. This interview can't be found anywhere else except for in that book. Third, of course, is
9/11 on Trial.
Yeah.
The Crux Issue. Yeah. Controlled Demolition.
Yeah, that's the book that gets to the center of everything, and everyone's aware of that book, and we can't stress enough how important.
This book right here disproves the government's conspiracy theory of the World Trade Center collapses.
Absolutely. Next.
Inside Job,
Jim Mars. And we had a great opportunity to meet him in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago, and that book there is a must. It's just so fantastic.
Forget about E.F. Hutton. When Jim Mars talks, listen.
That's right. Next, we have
The New Pearl Harbor by David Ray Griffin, another must-have, must-read.
And this is another book that's not afraid to talk about the controlled demolition. There's a lot of books out there, but what they do, a lot of these books, is they stray away from the crux issue. They go on the periphery and they talk about peak oil and stand downs, but conveniently they forget about the controlled demolition. David Ray Griffin isn't afraid to do
that. And we applaud him. Eric Hufschmidt's fantastic book, Painful Questions. This book is so awesome.
It's just incredible. And
Glossy pages.
Yeah, glossy pages.
Full
big.
Color.
Hold up some of those color pictures for people to see. And, I mean, not only is the information excellent, and we probably quoted from Eric Hufschmidt's book more than any other when we put together 9/11 on Trial.
We're so proud of him for putting this book together.
Yeah, it's just the highest quality book you can find out there. Now, this book here, regrettably, is out of print.
The War on Freedom, the 9/11 Conspiracies.
By Jim Mars. And he actually likes that book more than Inside Job because it's more comprehensive. But he had a small publisher for it. And regrettably, right now, it's not in print. But
you might be able to find it on Amazon in the used book section.
But boy, is it worth it. Now, this is a small book, but it packs a lot in it.
Don Paul and Jim Hoffman's Waking Up from Our Nightmare, The Crimes of New York City.
Also very well put together with glossy pages, a lot of color photographs. And
a lot of information, too.
Yeah, with Hoffman and Paul, they go into the concrete and the dust and the controlled demolition, the gravity free fall.
Very detailed analyses.
Right. Now, this video here we've sold more of on Wing TV than any other DVD.
9/11, The Great Illusion by George Humphrey.
Yeah, he's been on Wing TV before and just a fantastic guy.
He's excellent.
Yeah. And last but not least.
Yeah, the Bible.
Yeah.
The 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, David Ray Griffin's line-by-line dissection of the 9/11 whitewash report.
Exactly.
In which they lied to America.
Yeah, and when we interviewed David Ray Griffin after this book came out, I said it's the kind of book that you can only read about 2 or 3 pages at a time because you get so mad at what you're reading that you just have to put the book down in disgust. Because he puts so much information and exposes so many lies about the 9/11 Whitewash Committee that you just lose your mind.
If you don't have this book by now, get it.
Yeah, that's definitely worth it. Now, there's also one more book that we don't have right now, and that's Webster Tarpley's new book, 9/11 Synthetic Terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to get that one in the very near future and bring Webster on to talk about
it.
So we'd add that one as a PS or an addendum. But those are the books and the videos that are must-see and must-read. If you want to find out about what really happened on 9/11.
And if you want to be able to communicate what you know to other people, these are a great source of information, and you can have people read them and check them out themselves.
Exactly. Now, the next thing we have to get to, and me and Lisa have been talking about this for quite some time, the last week or two, this wave of sensationalism that really is poisoning the alternative media. And I know Lisa's been delving into this quite a bit lately.
So yeah. Obnoxious. Yeah. You have these people pushing forward stories that are unsubstantiated. We cannot confirm their veracity. And it's not just us. Many, many journalists are, and researchers are trying to confirm a lot of the information in these stories, and it's nearly impossible to do so, and we're not getting cooperation from the authors who put these stories out. And until they can be confirmed for their truthfulness, they must be regarded as that, stories,
you know
not
what,
truth.
You know what they're doing? They're duping you. And as we said last night on a radio interview with Stan Hess, I says, the people out there watching this show and the people that are following the alternative media, they're too smart for this stuff. Mm-hmm. They're too smart to be falling for it. But it seems like scores of them are just sending it around the Internet. And what's happening is these people are nothing but New World Order dupes that are putting this stuff out there for you to send you on all these wild goose chases.
They go in 19 different directions at once, and all they're doing is confusing issues. They can't answer or won't answer questions directly. Many of them don't answer at all.
Right.
And then when they do start talking, you don't have a continuous flow of thought from A to Z. They wander off on all these tangential side roads, and they get you so confused that you don't even know what they're talking about by the end.
Now, the latest sensationalistic story is this: Bush and Cheney have been indicted. Now, there's no substantiation, no corroboration.
And how is Bush indicted when he's lounging out on his ranch?
Yeah. Now, this was put out there by Tom Flacco. Now, isn't it bizarre that Tom Flacco is the only journalist in the whole world that got this story?
Well,
nobody else got it.
I guess it stems from a story by Tom Hennigan and Stu Webb. Mm-hmm. Sherman Skolnick picked up on it and referred to it in one of his articles. And so now it's being sent around by Greg Szymanski.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous how many people are shooting this all over the Internet. And the point is, it's not confirmed to be true.
Right. And it's funny because Lisa told me yesterday what a woman said. She was backing up Flacco and them. And listen to what this woman said to Lisa.
I said, he hasn't provided anything to substantiate this story. Why isn't he responding to inquiries made to him, this is Tom Flacco, about this story so others can confirm it independently?
The sources.
Well, Tom wouldn't put out anything that isn't true. I know Tom. Well, did you know Tom when he put out the story about Catherine Harris being killed in a plane crash? That was obviously bogus.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, what do you mean sources?
Yeah.
We have to confirm it through sources? We have to, like, substantiate a story? Yeah, that's the whole idea behind journalism.
Yeah, that's what journalism is. But there's so many people that see a story, and then they hit send, and they send it out across
this
the Internet.
This guy said it, so it must be gospel truth.
Right.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. So read the article on the Wing TV homepage today. It's written by Carl Warden. And the name of it is Flacco
of Flacco.
It's so great. And these are the same people, Flacco and Hennigan and Skolnick and Stu Webb and Lenny Bloom from Cloak and Dagger Radio.
You know, the worst thing about this is that we're trying to give more credibility to information on the Internet. We must be very careful in the information we put out and send across the Internet. And to just shoot stories around without confirming their veracity is doing a colossal disservice to those of us who are trying to tell the truth and get people to give more credence to information they see on the web.
This is why people in the mainstream media laugh at us. It's because of these people, and it's because of Hennigan and Webb and Skolnick. They're the ones that put out the story about Johnny Gosch being Jeff Gannon. They're the ones that put out the story about the French Airbus that crashed last week in Toronto and burst into flames. They're the ones that said that was an MI6 bombing. They're the same ones now. Let's get into this Chicago subway shooting. They said that on July 18th, there was a big subway shooting in the Chicago subways, that this was between French intelligence, U.S. Marshals, and 8 agents from MI6. Well, it ends up after this shootout, 4 agents from the MI6 were killed, supposedly, but there's no ambulances.
Right.
There's no
dozens of Chicago Transit riders were interviewed. Chicago Police Department officers, Chicago Transit Authority employees. Nobody saw any shootout. Nobody saw any ambulances. Nobody saw any dead or wounded agents. Nobody saw anything of the sort. There was supposedly an unattended package, and one of the trains was evacuated, and people were redirected to another train on elevated tracks.
Right. There's a blogger that we had hoped to get on the show today. He's written two articles about this.
Cole Havoc.
Yeah, and he actually checked sources. See?
Right, because he lives in Chicago.
Yeah. I'll repeat that. He actually checked sources.
What a shocker.
Yeah,
huh?
And he checked employees of the subway, and the police department, the hospitals, the local media, and the passengers on it. Nobody knows anything
right about
this same cabal of sensationalists. Again, they're the ones writing about this big shootout. And regrettably, Jeff Rentz is interviewing these bozos.
Well, reading Flacco's own statement where he talks about how he came up with this story, he was talking to a guy he says he trusts. Of course, this guy is unnamed.
Yeah.
Okay? Then he read an article about the train delay, the train being evacuated. So he puts two and two together.
Yeah, so that
dot
A
and dot B equals dot C. I don't think so, Tom.
Yeah. Let me read this real quick, at least part of this. This is a response he gave on the Jeff Rentz show when asked about this subway shooting. He says, so they were attempting to basically blow up the grand jury and murder all these guys. You know, now this is exact words, okay? And I said he, oh, this is really, you know, you hear guys saying this and that, and the guy that told me this, I really trust him. You talk about an articulate, fine person. I mean, this guy is really sharp. He's articulate. He's a total patriot. He's motivated. He's the type of guy that should be holding some sort of office, the kind of guy we need, you know. And what we're saying here, without getting too deep into this thing, is that, you know, they're telling me, and I'm hearing this, and I'm thinking to myself, why isn't this news? This is really terrible. On and on and on. This is mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, that's why it's not news, Tom, because
yeah,
it's BS.
And people are sending this stuff around the internet without checking anything. Tom Flacco is the biggest flake in his cabal with Webb and all of them.
Uh-huh.
It's just unbelievable.
You know what this is? This is what they put out. It's the distraction BS du jour.
Yeah.
Okay? And all they serve to do is muddy the waters and get you distracted away from what you should be paying attention to. Don't fall for it.
Yeah. Last but not least, I know we're rushing today, but we have so much information to get to you. This is an article that's going to appear on the Wing TV homepage tomorrow. It's called Anatomy of a Betrayal. And what it delves into basically is, have you ever wondered why nothing substantive is getting accomplished in this movement, the alternative patriot movement? Why isn't anything getting done? Well, these groups right here, we've broken it down now systematically to show you who to look out for. And we're going to give examples, and we're going to give ties and money sources. So,
and if you read this closely tomorrow, you'll see. You'll be able to pick these individuals and groups out for yourself wherever you see them on the Internet.
Right. It's kind of like a litmus test. So whenever you have an information source, match it up against this article tomorrow.
The first group is the corporate company men. We've talked about them ad nauseum. Examples of that are Alex Jones, Art Bell, George Norrie from Coast to Coast, and, of course, Jeff Rentz.
Mm-hmm.
Their ties and money sources are Clear Channel, ABC, and Hollow Patriot Ted Anderson.
Right. Now, the second category is the left gatekeepers. Examples would be Amy Goodman of Disinformation Now,
mm-hmm,
William Rivers Pitt, the biggest beggar on the Internet. He's at truthout.org. Justin Raimondo of antiwar.com. Alexander Coburn and Jeffrey St. Clair of Counterpunch. Noam Chomsky. David Korn of The Nation. Chip Burlett. Air America, Pacific Radio, and The Progressive. All of these groups refuse to talk about 9/11,
uh-huh,
and their ties and money sources are the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, and also various corporate think tanks.
Right. The next group is the right gatekeepers. Examples of this, Christopher Ruddy and Carl Limbacher of Newsmax.com, Joseph Farah of World Net Daily, their ties and money sources, Richard Mellon Scaife, and other GOP bigwigs.
Okay, now we have the 9/11 gatekeepers. We talk about them a lot on this show. Examples will be Kyle Hance, Nicholas Levis, David Kubiak, John Judge. Their groups are 911truth.org, 911 Citizens Watch, 911 Truth Alliance, unanswered questions.org, and their money sources and their ties, as Lisa pointed out in a recent article, is to George Soros and the Open Society Institute. It's been proven now that these guys are getting money from New World Order cabalists. I mean, what if we came out and said, look, they have direct ties to Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
At what point are people going to start saying, we're sick of these people infiltrating our movement?
Right. Next one, the peak oil scam artists. And you know who they are. Mike Rupert from The Wilderness, Jenna Orkin, Jamie Hecht, Michael Caine, and Dale Allen Pfeiffer. Well-known individuals steer clear. They get their tide and they get their money from big oil.
Yep, that one's very easy. You have also establishment sources like Cynthia McKinney, who recently held those bogus 9/11 hearings. Mm-hmm. Ray McGovern, an ex-CIA agent that refuses to get off the fence. Phil Berg, the lawyer that destroyed Ellen Moriarty's case. Catherine Austin Fitz, just to name a few.
Right. Next one, the sensationalists. We were talking about Tom Flacco, Sherman Skolnick, Stu Webb, Tom Baea, Tom Hennigan, Lenny Bloom of Cloak and Dagger, Fintan Dunn, and this elusive Sorsha Fial from supposedly from Russia.
Yeah.
You can't confirm the information these people put out. They don't give you any way to substantiate what they're saying.
That's right. And finally, we have the 9/11 conspiracy crackpots.
Slash conspiracy.
Yeah. A few of them would be the Webb Ferry, Gerard Holmgren, Phil, Commander Pod, Jahan, also Nancy Leader, and who's the other one you mentioned?
Sherry Shriner.
So these are all on the crackpot fringe that are putting out things like that no planes hit the World Trade Center towers. There are nothing but holograms. I mean, they're just
Sherry
it's a
Shriner
waste of time.
Makes statements that everyone's microchipped. Yet when I asked her to qualify that statement and provide me the source, she says she's the source. Take it
See
for
how
what
easy
it,
it is?
See just, it for what it is.
You can become your own source. So that's it for today, folks. Tomorrow we have...
We have Sam and Trish Britton from theinformationcorner.com. We're really looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, we've done their radio show twice, and they are fantastic. These are two individuals that, again, personify what the alternative media should be.
They broadcast out of Missouri.
Yeah. So, folks, thanks for tuning in. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you then.